Welcome to this episode of Mercy Can't Stop Her. I am your host, Judith Kambia Obatusa, J.K.O. On today's episode, I would like to discuss something that is a vital part of our lives, our health. But we're not just talking about the latest juice cleanse or that new aerobics workout or the latest diet fad. We'll be exploring the link between your personal values and your well-being. So just think about this. Whenever you go against your principles or beliefs, how does it make you feel? Uncomfortable? Upset? Or even angry? Most of us would say yes to one or more of those options. Because when you live a life that contradicts your core beliefs, that's your values, it creates a constant internal struggle. So it's like your mind and body are pulling in different opposite directions. So this dissonance can now lead to stress, anxiety, and even physical health problems. For example, maybe you value creativity and self-expression, but your job requires you to be analytical and data-driven all day. That disconnect can leave you feeling drained and unfulfilled. You might start neglecting healthy habits, skipping meals, staying up late to work on a personal project that feeds your soul because of what you're going through at work. Over time, this disharmony can make you more susceptible to illness. But here is the good news, my sisters. It's not all doom and gloom. Living a values-driven life empowers you. And it's possible to live in alignment with your values. When your actions reflect your values, you do not just go through the motions. You live with intention. Research shows that living authentically is associated with lower levels of stress, anxiety, and depression. So when we say we're living in alignment with our values, we're living authentically. Think about it. So when you're true to yourself, when your life reflects what you genuinely believe in, the weight of societal expectations and judgments begin to lift. You're not trying to fit into someone else's mold. You're creating your own path. For many of us, we are trying to fit into the mold of political correctness, our families, our so-called experts, different people who are not looking into ourselves to know what are my values. The sense of liberation that you get when you're living in alignment is incredibly empowering for your mental well-being. When your actions align with your beliefs, it creates a sense of purpose and authenticity, like I said earlier on. So when you live in alignment with your values, you are living authentically. And our beliefs are our values. What we believe, what we hold strongly and dear to, they are what we value. They are the core essence of who we are. So when you do this, you feel more in control, and this leads to reduced stress and you get increased motivation. In fact, when your actions are in harmony with your values, something remarkable happens. You naturally gravitate towards choices that nourish your body, whether it's opting for nutritious foods, prioritizing regular exercise, or getting enough sleep. These become not just chores, but expressions of self-love. This positive mental state translates into healthier habits and even a more active lifestyle, all of which contribute to overall well-being. I can speak for myself. I'm quite overweight, and I am so passionate about helping other women find the freedom that I've gotten from learning about myself and leaning into my values and living in authenticity everywhere I go. And I began to see myself, I'm like, I want to be able to serve. I want to be able to live long, to serve people, to help people. Many people need this freedom that I have. And because of that, I'm now trying to do exercise every day. And I found that it really helps my sleeping and my state of being. And I'm not doing exercise to lose weight. I'm doing exercise to be strong and fit to do the work that I'm called to do to fulfill my purpose. Now, I don't know. Yeah. So research consistently shows that people who live in alignment with their values tend to engage in healthier behaviors. It's not about rigid diets or punishing workout routines. It's about honoring your body and treating it with respect it deserves. Just what I just said about my experience, the ripple effects of these choices are profound, from increased energy levels to a strengthened immune system. So not living in alignment make you susceptible to sickness, and living in alignment improves your immunity. Now let's talk about the social dimensions of health. When your life is aligned with your values, your relationships take a whole new depth. You surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you, who share your beliefs and support your journey. And these connections are not just sources of joy and fulfillment, they are also crucial for your well-being. I also can attest to this because as I leaned into living in alignment with my values, they say that when the student is ready, the teacher will come. I began to see opportunities to find my people, people who accepted me, people who loved me, people who covered me with their goodness and helped me be myself. And supported me to be myself, my cheerleaders. The more I live in alignment, as long as I'm in alignment, the more there is opportunities for me, the more there are relationships that are stronger, better than ever before. Studies have shown that strong social connections are linked to better physical health, lower rates of mortality, and even faster recovery from illness. So when you have a network of people who genuinely care about you, who share your values and walk alongside you, you're better equipped to navigate life's challenges and savor its joys. Look, when we talk about challenges, I just got another blindsiding news, if I may say, that has kind of destabilized me. And I can't even believe the way I took the news. I'm upset somewhere inside, but I am just leaning into the goodness that is in the God that I serve. I believe that all things are working together for my good. And though these challenges have been coming in droves, it's like when it rains, it pours, right? And for the last couple of years, it's been from one issue to the other. I still strongly believe that there's light at the end of the tunnel for me. So that's it. The more I lean into alignment, the more I'm able to be emotionally strong and better able to have great relationships. So I'm not waiting for people to be something towards me. I am who I want people to be to me. That's how I show up. And I encourage you to do the same, because this is what has changed my life. So what's the takeaway from all of this? It's simple, really. Very simple, actually. Your values, they're not just abstract ideals. Oh, airy, fairy, woohoo. No, they're the blueprint of the life that you have. They are the blueprint of the life that is successful. They are the blueprint of a life that is well lived. So they are not things to just push to the corner. Living in alignment with your values means that you're tapping into your inner truth, your deepest desires, and allowing that authenticity to guide your every decision and also improve your well-being. Now, how do we tap into this powerful connection between living in alignment with our values and our health? I have three things that I can share as tips. One is identify what your values are. Take some time to reflect what principles truly matter to you. What makes your heart sing? This really changed my life. So it's something that I will encourage you, my sister, that is listening to do. And then assess your current situation. Honestly, evaluate how your daily routine aligns with your values. Are there areas where there is a disconnect? Are there areas that you need to be more in alignment with your values? So self-reflection is very vital. Then you make adjustments. Start small. Can you carve out some creative time each week? So maybe there's a way to inject some more creativity into your work. Remember, we're talking about that example. You love creativity and you're a data, you're doing data work. I know somebody who is my friend. She's really, really creative, but she's a statistician as well. But she beautifies her data. She makes it so beautiful that you want to read and you get to understand what the numbers are saying. That is phenomenal. And go back into your past to remind yourself of those things that lit you up and then go start doing them. I love music. I love singing. I love worshiping God. So I play music all the time and I sing all the time because that's the way I get messages. That's where I relieve myself. That's where I rejoice for the life that I have. I remember that when I was in high school, which was decades ago, that I loved landscapes. I love to paint landscapes, actually pencil work. Landscapes. So I use pencil for shading. People would use charcoal, those experts. So I loved landscapes and I still love landscapes. They're my best paintings. And guess what I did? I signed up for a painting class. It wasn't as if I knew where there was a painting class. I asked in my community Facebook page. Someone told me about someone and then I joined the class and that's something I do. So do something that makes you happy. And I want you to know, you don't have to do this alone. So here's when things get exciting. So this May in beautiful Tobago, at the Healing the Heart Retreat, there will be a full day workshop designed specifically to help you with self-discovery and self-empowerment, to help you discover your values and your personality and how you can live in alignment. So through guided exercises, reflective discussions, and the supportive energy of the sisterhood, and a very, very beautiful workbook that you get to take away, you will gain the tools and clarity you need to live a life that truly aligns with your values. Imagine leaving Tobago with a roadmap to create a life that nourishes your soul, reduces your stress, and boosts your overall well-being. And that's where the beautiful workbook comes in, because you're going to be drawing that roadmap from the beginning of the workshop to the end. So, my sisters, are you ready to unlock the secret weapon for better health and a more fulfilling life? If you say yes, head over to the link in the show notes to get the details about the Healing the Heart Retreat in Tobago from May 13 to 17. And there is one more thing. So in response to the request from those who are not able to join us in Tobago this year because of circumstances beyond their control, we are working on live streaming the workshops. To get on the list for the live stream, please visit the link in the show notes and leave a request that you would love to be added to the list, and also leave your email address so that you can be contacted. Remember, living a values-driven life is a journey, not a destination. There'll be bumps along the road, but by staying true to what matters most to you, not to others, to you. And that's where listening to your heart is important, because that's how you get to know what matters to you. When you stay true to what matters most, you will be taking a powerful step towards a healthier and happier you. And when you do this, messy won't stop you. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.